Go ahead and read the item, and our team will come forward and get ready here.
So. Report on the Planning and Leadership Across City Environments PLACE program.
Good morning and welcome to students from Catlin Gable who have studied once again the future of our city. A number of future planners, perhaps, in their professional lives that are ahead of them after their education. This is a great program, George Zaninovich at Catlin Gable and his crack team of planners do this work and look at our future. They've been looking particularly at the Oregon Department of Transportation sites along the Powell Boulevard corridor with an eye towards how might that corridor be and how might it be better with higher capacity transit and with some placemaking. So thank you, team, and we're very, very eager to hear your thoughts and ideas, and it's great having this partnership with you as future planners. So welcome.
Thank you. We'd like to start off by thanking you for taking the time to be here and to let us present. This is actually a place first, presenting in front of City Council, so we're all super excited to be here.
Great.
And thank you so much. For
just each of you give us your names as you it away on the presentation.
I'm Anna Hayward.
Yes.
So first, kind of a rundown of the group. So we're 21 high school students coming from six different high schools. We come from Catlin Gable, Franklin High School, Grant, Wilson, Central Catholic, and Lincoln. It's a 4-week program emphasizing civic engagement and urban planning. This project this summer is focused on equity, functionality, and aesthetics. The PLACE mission statement is to empower youth to be engaged citizens for positive change through real-world problem-solving, innovative education, authentic community interactions, and hands-on learning leadership experience. And PLACE stands for People Learning Across City Environments. Okay, so this summer, our project was based around Southeast Powell. Our client was the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and we've had a really great client interaction with them. They've been working with us to come up with our ideas for our project. We are working to redesign the ODOT parcels on Southeast Powell between 50th and 82nd. And between our original client meeting and today, we've had a total of 12 PLACE meeting days. So our opportunity statement. Our focus was the reutilization of the ODOT-owned parcels along the south side of Powell, keeping in mind the needs and wants of the community from 50th to 82nd, and assisting the implementation of high-capacity transit.
Good morning. My name is Jonathan Huang. So Powell Boulevard serves to be one of the most vital parts of Portland. Since the 1800s, Powell has been used to travel from one place to another. This included farmers from Gresham to the local Native Americans. With the creation of the original electric streetcar in 1890, transportation along Powell became more popular. Today, this area has around 50,000 cars traveling back and forth to and from Portland every day. Powell Boulevard also serves over 17,000 people a week with public transit. Buses bring people to multiple colleges as well as high schools. Unfortunately, there are much fewer bikers and pedestrians due to safety issues. Crosswalks are poorly marked and there are no bike lanes. The bus stops have problems of their own as well. With 28 stops from 50th to 82nd, some stops are poorly maintained. Others can be found with homeless sleeping there. With so many people using public transit, it is our responsibility to ensure that riders have a good experience. Another important aspect of Powell is the multiple parcels along the road. As you can see in the slide, these strips of land are ODOT-owned and they currently serve as parking lots. Unfortunately, these parcels appear to be barely used, filled with trash, and overgrown with vegetation. These parcels are not only next to the street, they are next to many people's houses. This includes houses from the neighborhoods Foster Powell and South Tabor. Along Powell are also a variety of businesses, some local and culturally diverse. Powell Boulevard impacts many families and people every day. Many are heavily dependent on public transit. But problems on Powell are on the rise. Several plans, including the Portland Plan, Climate Action Plan, and the Powell Streetscape Plan, aim to improve Powell. This includes improving safety, expanding transit, and sustaining the community. Because of the condition Powell is currently in, a high-capacity transit has been decided to be built. We have been called to look at the parcels along Powell and how they can be used to incorporate high-capacity transit. This is a really good opportunity to help the community.
Morning. My name is Alex Rurier, and I'll be talking about the methodology we underwent through looking at how to redesign these parcels. So our team of 21 split into four main groups to divide up the work. First off, there was a case studies group to figure out what has been done in similar situations in order to see what's feasible to replace the parcels with. This group mainly found examples of high-capacity transit systems in other parts of the world and examples of vacant lots being turned into parks and green space. The group even researched examples of art, beehives, and public libraries to explore all options of what to potentially implement in place of the parcels. The case study group allowed us to look at the good and bad designs and evaluate what works and what doesn't when looking to replace these parcels. The second group was a lit data group, and the lit data group was in charge of finding out demographics of the surrounding area and reading up on plans for the future of Powell. This group researched the Inner Powell Streetscape Plan, the Portland Plan, and the Climate Action Plan, as well as getting demographics of the surrounding area from socialexplorer.com. In this way, we were able to figure out how to best serve the community while keeping the city's goals for Powell in mind. The third group was an interview group that interviewed people working in the urban design field as well as store employees on Powell. In this way, the group was able to discover what employees and store owners on Powell thought about the parcels while interviewing experts on what options to implement. People we interviewed were employees from Chair Outlet, 70s Nursery, and Plaid Pantry, which are three retail stores on Powell, as well as experts such as Philip Oshettle, the director of Rad Lab, an urban architecture firm, and Tom Schwetz, the Eugene Springfield Transit Director, as they have a bus rapid transit system implemented in Springfield. The final group was the survey group that surveyed people that lived and worked in the area in order to get a good idea of what the people that spent the most time on Powell wanted in place of the parcels. Overall, we collected 160 surveys. Surveys were distributed in English, Mandarin, and Spanish, and there should be sample questions in your packet in front of you. And these surveys were distributed to people we encountered while walking up and down Powell, as well as online through neighborhood associations of Foster Powell, South Tabor, and Uplift. SurveyMonkey was used to distribute the surveys online as well as compile the data. This next slide should contain an example sample question and result, which can also be seen in your packet, and we'll get more into survey results in a sec.
My name is Zach Toring, and I'll be talking about the findings. So like Alex said, these four groups that we split into did an immense amount of research. Through interviews, surveys, and other outside research, we identified three main categories for best utilizing the space: transit stops, improved parking, and green space / community gathering space. And so here are our findings. So this first slide here is about the transit stations. And so like Jonathan talked about earlier, Powell does have a history of being kind of a center of mass transit. And with the implementation of this new mass transit line, it looks like it's kind of returning to that state. In our surveys, we asked people whether they feel safe doing a number of things at night and during the day, things such as parking, walking, biking, things like that. And specifically for waiting for transit stations, 54% of people said they don't feel safe right now if they had to wait for the bus at night. And 25% actually said they don't feel safe during the day waiting for transit. So that definitely interested us in motivating us to improve the stations. It also works towards the Portland Plan's goal. I'm sure you're all aware, but the Portland Plan hopes to have 90% of Portlanders have easy access to transportation. And with the implementation of this mass transit line, that will definitely work towards achieving that goal. This slide is about parking. So when we did the surveys and the interviews that we discussed previously, a lot of people seemed somewhat shocked that we were planning to remove all of the parking. So I don't know if you're all aware, but the ODOT parcels were originally put there to establish a park and ride kind of system for the current bus line that's there. So going through our thought process, we definitely realized we would need to keep some of the parking if we were going to establish these mass transit lines. To do that, the case studies worked on some and found some examples of some more eco-friendly and more sustainable options for parking, which we'll talk about later. And then lastly, community gathering spaces was the topic that we got the most community support for. As you can see from the statistics there, people were very passionate about wanting some new community green space. There is a park nearby the Powell area. However, it seems like people are much more interested in seeing what a park or some sort of green space where they can sit and eat their lunch and socialize with other people in the community right on Powell. And especially since those lots are sitting there, they're prime for just becoming some sort of community gathering space.
Okay, so hi, I'm Angela Liu. Thank you for having us. So based on our research and findings, we came up with a set of criteria to be followed throughout each of our designs. And as you can see, first and foremost, we considered safety of the people on and around Powell. We also wanted our designs to be aesthetically pleasing, functional, and multi-purpose. So we tried to build each of our designs to be eco-friendly in accordance with the Climate Action Plan, and everything you see is solar-powered. So while designing, we also kept in mind equity and the want for green space. Okay, so next we have a video, and this will showcase our three main categories of design, which, as Zach mentioned, are transit, parking, and the community gathering space. So when we designed these, we didn't design specifically for each parcel. We designed general concepts that can be plugged into the parcels as the community sees fit. Okay, so first you can see the transit stop, which will help implement the high capacity transit, and we are just using buses as an example. So the parcel has been turned into two transit stops, one eastbound, one westbound. And in the back of the parcel, as you can see here, there we've cleaned up the vegetation and added lighting, because those were two big things that the community wanted. So the stops themselves are glass enclosed with an open entrance, and they provide shelter from the weather, seating, lighting, ticket machines, and TVs with arrival and departure time. And there's one lane of high capacity transit running around each side of the stop. So there are going to be two lanes of high capacity transit as well as four lanes of regular traffic as well, but that isn't shown on there. Okay, so next is parking, and we decided we wanted to keep some of the parcels as parking to assist the implementation of the high-capacity transit, and commuters driving in can park and get straight to their stop. So this is very close to what is already there, just cleaned up and improved. So as you can see, we've cleaned up the vegetation, we've added some new plants and trees to improve the aesthetics of the area. And the sound barrier along the back has Powell written across it, and that is a representation of a possible community mural that could go in there if residents in Powell support the idea. We've added extra lighting, five handicapped spots, and five regular spots. And the pavement also has stormwater drainage, more efficient systems of stormwater drainage, such as permeable pavement and rainwater gardens. Okay, so finally is the community gathering space, and the aim of this would be to make the community feel more connected. And what you see here is an example of one that could go in a long parcel. So at the front, we have installed art. There is the community mural along the back as well, because we thought that would be a really great way to showcase the diversity of the community and bring people together. Again, existing vegetation has been cleaned up. New plants have been added. You can see paved pathways, a water feature, and more seating. And where we're zooming in on now is a streetcar library, which is an example of something that can be added to a space like this, and it speaks to the history of streetcar use in this area. And finally, there's a soft barrier of trees between the sidewalk and the road for safety. And now, that just a quick recap of each of our designs. Transit stations, increased safety of commuters, and visibility as well. There will be four lanes of regular traffic and two lanes of high-capacity transit, one curving around the parcel. And as for parking, we've added lighting, the mural, cleaned up vegetation, stormwater drainage. And it'll just make it a better experience. And finally, community gathering. This is more of a flexible design, but what we definitely recommend is lighting, vegetation, and art. And then the community can decide on aspects of this space, like the streetcar library. As for next steps, we'd like for there to be more dialogue with the community about what is going to happen, because one of the words that came up frequently in survey responses was forgotten. So we thought it would be good to connect with them more and get their input, as we weren't able to do as much of that as we wanted to because of time limitations on this project. So we'd want to inform them on the process, decide on exact placement of the parcels, and also more specifically discuss community mural. And lastly, we'd want to find other ways to increase safety of bicyclists and pedestrians, because even though that wasn't within the scope of this project, it was brought up many times in survey responses.
Okay, so once again, thank you so much for taking the time to let us be here and giving us this wonderful opportunity. Thank you also to the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, who were our client this summer. If you guys have any questions, feel free.
Great work. I bet we do. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I actually have a request, which is, could you email my office an electronic copy of the presentation?
Yeah.
And then I can share it with the Powell Division High Capacity Transit Steering Committee.
Of course.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you're willing, it might be great to have this presentation for them if we can get some more of your time.
If that's possible.
That would really be, I think, great for the formal planning process to hear your ideas and this good work. This is really well done.
Thank you.
Other questions, comments?
Well, I appreciate your creativity. I think you mentioned something called a beehive. What is a beehive?
Just an example of... We had a case study of beehives in public areas, mm-hmm. Or more like beekeeping areas.
Real bee, okay.
Just to explore all options.
It was some urban form I didn't want to great work, and I guess have you spoken with ODOT about this too?
We did have an interview with ODOT when we were working. The interview group worked with talking to them, but we haven't. Our presentation for our client is tomorrow, and I think we will. Be talking okay. combined with them. I'm not 100%
sure. I certainly hope so.
They
could have the keys to those parcels.
Yeah.
Oh, your work is really timely, as you know. I mean, you made a really good choice, in my opinion, of where to focus, because we do have this study underway, but we also have a much larger discussion that is now likely to actually get somewhere about whether Powell should continue to be an ODOT highway or should transition to being a city street. And Commissioner Novick and I are both very interested in that subject because he's the transportation commissioner and I'm dealing with the finances of all this. But we both believe that if the funding can be figured out finally, that it makes sense for some of these roadways that are state highways, 82nd is another one, to transition from being, they call them orphan highways sometimes, into being city streets. Because as you've pointed out, they function as a city arterial street. People don't know or care that it has a state highway number on it. They care about safety and livability. So that discussion is getting ripe for change, we think and we hope. And then secondly, the region, and I think you picked up on this in your work, the region has been thinking about the question of bus rapid transit. We've done a lot with rail, both light rail and streetcar. There are more places where those ought to go. We have a good conventional bus network with conventional stops, but as the Eugene Springfield project demonstrated, there are places where that particular form of transit makes sense, right tool in the right place. And I think you've made a wise choice of saying that could work here on Powell. Have any of you had a chance to go down and see the Eugene system in action?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either, and I should. I used to be in the business. So I think it's a prototype that we want to study more here in Portland. So that's another reason why your work is really timely.
Mayor, I have two questions. First, a thank you. I'm in charge of the Bureau of Environmental Services. And you put a lot of emphasis on permeable surfaces, rain gardens, stormwater runoff, so thank you. That will ultimately be good for the environment and save ratepayer dollars. So that's spot on. I'm interested in bikes, and I'm interested in one of your choices.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start with one of your choices. Your model puts the high-capacity transit on a dedicated strip of the highway off to the side. In some cities, they run the high-capacity transit down the median, down the middle. and segregate it. I'm just curious what if you evaluated those two options and why this one you thought worked better in that location.
Well, so as you can see, we've got the two lanes of high-capacity transit off to the side, and we thought that we could make space for this by taking away some of the median and using the parcel, as well as maybe taking away some of the sidewalk buffer. So we just thought this would allow for more efficient transit, and it would also be safer for people to be on the side of the street rather than
the safety
middle.
Point just jumps out at you, doesn't it? If
you
put it down the middle, then people have to access a busy street from both north and south. If you have a dedicated lane, then you're potentially making it safer for people accessing transportation. So I think that makes a lot of sense. The related piece I wanted to ask you, though, is that your vision anticipates four lanes reserved on the other side. Now, we're going to be talking about putting a bike lane probably there. So how do cars and bikes coexist in your mind in that space?
Well, on the streetscape plan, we had kind of laid out space for each item, and I don't think we had specifically put in the space for a bike lane as this is more of a like a suggestion, recommendation. But we think, I mean, I'm sure that there is a rather easy way for us to find room for a bike lane, because we do think that is very important for the community.
And very interesting, the bike community increasingly is telling us they want segregated, dedicated space, mm-hmm. that just having a lane in traffic is less desirable than having, and you've sort of given us this idea of segregating in a separate space the high-capacity transit. Perhaps we could do the same for bikes, mm-hmm. to give them a safety corridor on either side and then figure out the... So I think it's... I want to join with my colleagues in just saying this is a very thoughtful piece of work, and we really appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, as you've noticed probably in looking at this corridor versus others around the city, I mean, Powell's one of the few places where we've got this kind of generous situation, pretty wide right away, mm-hmm. these leftover parcels from ODOT. That's not the norm. You know, most of our streets are pretty walled in by existing buildings and relatively narrow right away. So mm-hmm. this one's got more opportunity for the kind of creativity that you're putting into it here, and that makes it an exciting place to study, and where you could actually do it, as opposed to, you know, well, we'd have to demolish 300 buildings, but it would be a great plan. That's just not practicable, and you know, on other streets. Yeah, other comments or questions?
You probably already know this, but I just wanted to give you a little sort of political context. We would be counting on the federal government to provide a significant chunk of the funding for high-capacity transit. You might have noticed in the newspaper that there seems to be a question as to whether the federal government will continue to provide funding for transportation at all. So I'm sure you'll be looking, as we will, to see how that plays out over the next couple of months. We're also having a discussion about raising local money for transportation projects, and one of the discussions we've seen is that we've seen a lot of community advocates saying that we want investments in safety for pedestrians and bicyclists. We've heard some folks in the business community say, nope, we should just do maintenance. We should not spend any money on these safety projects. So I think it's helpful for you to have done this survey. And again, although the Powell, of course, is a state road, reinforce the idea that safety is a high priority for the community. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for that.
Of course.
So there are citizen planners and there are professional planners. So looking ahead of your careers, how many of you are considering becoming either a land use or transportation planner as a professional option? Some of you? All of you? Some of you? Some of the group out here? Okay, good.
Can I do a little advertisement?
Yeah, we're recruiting all the time here.
I met with the Bureau of Environmental Services team yesterday, and I think I have this right, but I believe the median age in a whole set of categories of key employees, particularly people with environmental science backgrounds, is 50-plus, which means in the next 10 years, we're going to be creating openings for people in careers that are really cutting-edge, exciting, good pay and benefits, long-term growth potential. And one of the things that the city wants to do a better job of is making those opportunities available to homegrown folks, kids who come through schools here, go out, get their degrees in-state or out-of-state, and then help us continue to do our work. So the city is going to experience a significant amount of turnover in the next 10 years in really interesting jobs, and we hope that you keep your eye on potentially a career in your field with the city.
Just enough time for this group to go off to college, maybe get a master's in urban regional planning from Portland State up the street while they're doing an internship at the
Then you'll remind the mayor that you were here for this presentation.
Just a suggestion.
We'll bump you up to the top of the list, and then who knows.
Yeah. Well, let's suspend the rules of the House for the moment and congratulate these students on good work. Thank you. Well done. Great work, and we look forward to having you present not only to the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, which was your client for this work, but also perhaps to some of these other discussions and committees that are already underway, as you have, and may have some remaining time yet this summer.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Thanks. Great work. So I think we have to adopt the report. Is that right? Does anyone else
Someone had signed up, but I think she left for testifying on this, Miriam German.
I think she signed up on the other item. Yeah. Okay. So a motion to adopt this report.
Second.
Any further discussion? A roll call, please.
Saltzman?
Well, I really appreciate the work of PLACE and all of you who are part of PLACE. This is a very, I think you provided some very creative ideas for how to utilize some space that needs a better idea and a better future. So thank you for doing this. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you very, very much. Very enthusiastic eye.
Fish.
Mayor, I think one of the most famous alums of Catlin Gable in the planning arena was David Bragdon. And I say congratulations to Catlin Gable for sponsoring this program, to the students for embracing it, and to Portland, to Planning and Sustainability for hosting you. And that was a, we get a lot of presentations in this council. That was a first-rate presentation. And congratulations. Aye.
Hales.
Really great work. And I love this partnership that PLACE is making possible between students and the city. We appreciate, as Commissioner Fish said, Catlin Gable sponsorship, but also the participation of students from a variety of schools in the community. Great work. We do want to encourage you to continue the conversation about this project and to keep involved in these kinds of issues. You know, a lot of what's great about Portland started out with a citizen planner's idea. Pioneer Courthouse Square was a citizen planner's idea and carried forward by a huge coalition of people in the community. A lot of what's happened in our park system has been the results of people in the community having a great idea for better public spaces. So we have a tradition here of trying to generate ideas, but I think this is a great new element of that tradition of student planners directly involved in thinking about the future of their city. So great work. Look forward to more work with you. Thank you. Aye. Thanks much. Okay.